there, sexy eyes. How are you? August Seltzen back with you. Been a long time. I thought you'd pulled the curtains on me permanently. I thought that as I strolled down your street, I wasn't going to see you again. No.
I was sitting all alone, watching people getting on with each other.
August Seltzen's Sexual Exploration Hour is back.
They would dance across the floor.
Yeah. I went down your street one night and looked through that window that you keep the curtains pulled apart on. You know the one. And I didn't see you, and I noticed that the curtains were a little closed off to me, so I walked across the lawn and tried to look between an open part in the curtains, and I saw you come out of the bathroom. And I stood there for quite some time, enjoying your lovely form. At one point, I think someone came out of the house and said, "Who's there?" And I quickly went around the side of the house and had to get over a fence. Got bit by a dog. I saw a radio cruiser come down the street. I saw the lights going on it, the bright red light, and I hid behind two garbage cans until it passed on. And I made my way home with a beautiful memory of you in my mind.
August Seltzen, Sexual Exploration Hour. If you've got a question for August, call now at 6321. August Seltzen's Sexual Exploration Hour. An hour talking about the one thing nobody wants to talk about, sex. Here now, August Seltzen.
Thank you and hello. I am August Seltzen, and you're going to hear a lot more of Dr. Hook and sexy eyes. I like that. Well, here on the August Seltzen Sexual Exploration Hour, we bring you into a topic that very few people really want to talk about. And in this day and age, with all the teen pregnancies that we have, you'd think that people would teach kids how to go about the act of sex, but they don't. And that's really not what this show is about. This show is simply about talking about sex. If there are teens listening in, I suppose whatever you can glean from this, good luck. I hope you don't get a venereal disease, because we're very, very open with how we talk about sex. It just isn't discussed enough in our society, I'm sure you understand. And to that end, we will have our pamphlet report, which is later on in the program when Lady Beth and I... Lady Beth, good evening. How are you? Lady Beth is bowing very gracefully and is continuing her dance around the studio. She twirls about the studio throughout the August Seltzen Sexual Exploration Hour. I almost said sexual expiration hour, Lady Beth. That means to die. I hope not. I certainly do hope not. Well, anyway, we will have our pamphlet report. And what Lady Beth and I do is we drive through the neighborhoods here of our city. And you can do the same thing in your city as well, whatever city you're in. And we insert into the mailboxes there on the street pamphlets describing very graphically what we're interested in as a couple, what we're interested in doing on our show. And we also have illustrations and our phone number. And then you are invited, once you get our pamphlet, to call us and inquire more about the August Seltzen Sexual Exploration Hour and August Seltzen Sexual Exploration courses. These booklets that we pass out and pamphlets are worth their weight in gold, I can tell you. Wouldn't you say that, Lady Beth? She's nodding and bowing and dipping. It's almost as if when you see Lady Beth here in our studio, she's just dancing, almost as if you're in a fairyland. And you are, aren't you? She's in a fairyland of sex, graphic sex, and sex that's unrestrained. We believe here at the August Seltzen Sexual Exploration Hour that you got to be good at doing it. And once you're good at doing it, then partners will be attracted to you and they'll want to do it with you, as opposed to doing it with someone who doesn't know how to do it. And that is our plan, and that is our hope, our fervent prayer, really. Our fervent, fervent prayer for you and for me and for all of us, Lady Beth included, when it comes to the exploration of sex. All right, coming up, we've got Jim Biederbrow's My Two Cents. And he's going to be talking about oral sex and what seems to be in this country the fear of giving it and receiving it. Why are men and women both frightened to death of oral sex? And Jim's angry about it, aren't you, Jim?
I'm ready to go.
Can't wait for this one. Jim Biederbrow's My Two Cents next.
And every time it happens,
August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour, brought to you by Pansies. Pansies is your stop for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Pansies has those delicious waffles, pancakes, eggs, everything that constitutes breakfast and more. Pansies is right there at the corner of 17 and Delmont, so as you're on your way downtown to your job, you can stomp in at Pansies and get yourself a big stack of waffles, maybe some chicken, and maybe some scrambled eggs. Pansies also does your eggs sunny side up, sunny side down, maybe even cloudy, maybe mostly cloudy. How about that? Eggs that are mostly cloudy. You don't want to know what that looks like, but we serve them at Pansies. Pansies for breakfast, Pansies for lunch and dinner, too. Why don't you stop in, make a reservation, bring your date, bring your lady, bring your wife, bring them all in to Pansies. That's right, for your very first date, bring the girl to a coffee shop. She'll love you till the cows come home.
Pansies.
Downtown.
Hi, August Selson here. If you mention my name at Pansies and you order their big, thick, lovely waffle with the large strawberries and the sour cream on top. No, I didn't say whipped cream. I said sour cream. That's the August Selson special. Waffles with sour cream and what are the big round things called?
Strawberries.
Strawberries. And you order that, get a cup of coffee, some juice, a glass of water, and then refuse to pay. Try and beat the sea. Beat the sea. That's beat the check. Get outside. Once someone grabs you and beats you within an inch of your life, crawl back in and pay the check.
If you can beat the sea at Pansies, you'll get an extra waffle breakfast just for looking at us. Pansies. Downtown.
Oh, yeah. Right. Sharing the night together. Can you think of anything more worthy? Can you think of anything that is more inviting than you and I sharing the night together? What about that, Lady Beth? Oh, yeah. Okay. Jim Biederbrow's with us. Jim, come on in here.
Yeah.
Jim, what's on your mind?
A lot of people are talking down blowjobs, and I got to tell you now, I don't get it. All over this country, what people could use, probably more than anything else in this world, is either a blowjob or to get it lip-locked. Really go to town, man. Do the old la-ha-la. They don't want to do it, and the reason they don't want to do it is because they're uptight. Now, I got into an argument here with Charlie Humphreys. You know Charlie?
Oh, yes, I do.
Charlie is saying, blowjobs are no good. Let me tell you something, Charlie. I'll go toe-to-toe with you, one-on-one, mano-a-mano, you, me, in a public debate on whether blowjobs are any good or not. And I'm here to tell you, Charlie, they're fantastic. Charlie thinks just straight sex.
Charlie, you're missing the boat.
Missing the boat? He not only missed the boat, he stepped off the pier, and he's sinking to the bottom of a lake?
The harbor?
The harbor. Charlie, I love you. You're nuts. Someone ought to just do you a favor and drown you. You and those cats you've got.
Okay, there's Jim Beater. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
Jim Biederbrow's My 2 Cents, blowjobs, they are worth it. A lot of people contending that blowjobs are just no good, they're too much trouble. And I'll have to tell you, in a society that is starving, this is a society that is hungry for good sex. This is a society that is hungry, starving for meaningful and worthwhile physical communication. To say that blowjobs are no good is, oh boy. August Selson here with you. You've got a letter that someone wrote to me here, and it goes this way. Hey, dear August, I've been loving your program till the cows come home, as you like to say, for the last 6 months. Can you tell me where I can get that unguent you were talking about? Okay, that's called Fetterdine's unguent, and you can buy that at your local Purvisal, I think. You can get it at the Mondron, and you can get it at the Mondrigal. And those are all big, big pharmacies right here in Hoovervie. But I'll tell you, that unguent is wonderful. It works on those. It works on those big open. But I know I don't want to gross you out or anything, but you guys know what I'm talking about. And also, it is very soft on the skin. So if you have to sit down, as many of you must during those first few days of the infection while it's going away, but you still need to sit down, this can somehow pad that, okay? So Fetterdine's unguent, pick it up at the stores that I mentioned, and I think you're going to really, really enjoy it. Okay, here is a letter from Ted. Hello, Ted. How you doing? He says, hey, August, love your show. My wife is beginning to exhibit signs of I think as the result of an Can you give me some idea as to what I can do with her? Well, if you have a partner who has become infected with a and it is degraded to the point of mental illness or insanity, you can leave them just at the side of a road and then place a call to a local mental hospital or a mental facility. I don't know what they call them. Just a nut house, right, Lady Beth? Lady Beth just nodded her agreement as she continues dancing. It's a good thing you don't have Lady Beth, I'll tell you, I'd have to lock you up. What's that? It's true. It really is. No, you're looking very lovely tonight, Lady Beth. Yeah, leave them at the side of a road, and then someone will come and pick them up in, they have a meat wagon or something like that, Lady Beth. Is that it? Yeah, okay. Was it? No, not that kind of meat wagon, Lady Beth. Oh, she is disgusting. Okay, thank you very much, Pete. Here is a letter from Karen. Karen says, hi, August, and Lady Beth, to you as well. And also want to say a big shout-out to Jim Biederbrow. His piece the other day on helped me and my husband get over a major, major block when it comes to sex. Not that we tried anything, but for the very first time, he unzipped and showed me his and we've been married 10 years. So very good. You know, it starts that way. It really, really does. Her letter goes, anticipating lots of fun this summer. What do we do when we have a combination of... Oh, okay. This was the letter I got last week from her, right? Or we got an email? Okay. The email stated she was anticipating her and her husband, now that they have begun to open up a little bit, and they're beginning to open up emotionally, and I'm very happy for that. And they're opening up physically, and I'm happy for that. So they are anticipating having to deal with 5 or 6 different kinds of and as well as the other ones. So I would say make sure you get some protection in terms of shots. You know, you can go down to an herbalist. I don't think any doctor can help you. What you're anticipating getting can probably only be helped by an herbalist, and let's be honest, by some sort of a shaman or a witch doctor. I would burn herbs. I would breathe the vapors and the smoke from herbs. I would use the coca plant. A lot of different things you can do. Make sure that you have bandages and salves ready. And also make sure that you have a place that you can lock someone, for instance, your husband, if he becomes too difficult to handle. And again, he begins to degrade mentally as well. And have a wonderful summer. Sounds like you're going to have a filled summer, you know, and Lady Beth is, yeah. A bamboo cage. Lady Beth is, are you kidding? No? She said, Lady Beth says that if you don't have the right materials, a bamboo cage can be very, very helpful. All right. Sexy eyes. Oh, I want those sexy eyes. I do. This is the August Selsen Sexual Exploration Hour. And with me is Lady Beth. Jim Biederbrow. We also have coming up in just a moment or two, Chris Norton's report, What Kind of Beasts at the Bar? The Beasts at the Bar with Chris Norton coming up next here on the August Selsen Sexual Exploration Hour. Yeah. To the music. You call that dancing, Lady Beth? You know I'm kidding you.
August Selsen's Sexual Exploration Hour, brought to you by Hanley's, a great tool for anything you've got in mind.
This is Bert Hanley, and I invented the Hanley's tool for anything you've got in mind because I had a lot of things on my mind the night that I invented it, and not a lot of it was good. But as soon as I invented it, I knew exactly what to do with it. That morning, all kinds of problems were out of my life, including a brother-in-law. I kid. No, not really. Hanley's, the tool you can use for anything. I've used it countless times. Of course, it's free for me, but for you, you only, because you're a friend of mine, you mention my name, $19.99. That's $19.99. Hanley's, the tool good for anything. Don't be a tool. Use the Hanley's tool. Available at Birdsongs and the Winston Mall.
Clear skin is tough. I've had it and I've not had it. It depends. If you eat like a hog with your hands tied behind your back out of a feed bag, you're going to get some of that in your pores. Use a fork and a knife and maybe a napkin. Life can be good. But if you've got all that aggravated skin like I do, you need Ludivine. Ludivine is a cleanser unlike any known to man on this planet. Ludivine gets in and cleans the skin and leaves you looking gorgeous. You can also use it to clean out the cylinders in your engine. And when I say your engine, I don't mean your car. I mean your engine.
Ludivine. This is something the world's been waiting for. And now it comes in a 12-pack. With Ludivine, you can clean it out, scrub it up, and grease it down. Take it from me, Bob Ludivine.
And take it from me.
Take it from her.
Take it from me, Ludivine. Get it now at your green grocer.
All right, welcome back to August Selsen's Sexual Exploration Hour.
August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour, brought to you by Ludovies. Clean it up, grind it down, swill it out, and suck it in. Ludovies, for everything you've got in mind.
When you're in love with a beautiful woman, you don't need the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour, because we don't fall in love around here so much as we get people to fall in love with us. And as grotesque as that, isn't that right, Lady Beth? Yeah, except I fell in love with you. Well, that's true, but you're not my only sex partner, huh? You're not my only sex partner, Lady Beth. Hey, Lady Beth, you're not my only sex partner. She doesn't care, yeah. Let's go to Chris Norton. Chris Norton's been a longtime friend of the program. God, if it wasn't for Chris Norton, we wouldn't have a show, because really, he has stood behind us 100% in our belief system that you got to talk about the sex and get people to do it, because not enough people are doing it. And Chris Norton, and some people, Chris, this week, you know, were on our comment line, said, what about teenage sex?
No.
And I said, that's got nothing to do with us. We're talking to adults. If teens listen in, they want to be free, and they want to have the sexual freedoms, too.
You know, that's a good point. I mean, I've not really thought too much about it, but they will tell you a lot of times that, you know, you're supposed to be responsible, and I think responsible starts with the parents. And if the kids listen to the August Sexual Exploration Hour, I mean, I, Lady Beth and I have free sexual relations with each other, and it doesn't bother you.
No, it doesn't bother me, because I'm free, and she is free, too. And any issues that arise in that threesome, because you could say it's a threesome, and yet it's a threesome that extends beyond, she is the hub of the wheel.
Yeah, she's at the center of all the threesomes, all the sex threesomes. But we're the hub of the wheel.
Well, we're not the hub, she is.
Yeah, I mean, she's the hub of the wheel.
Right. But any issues that arise, for instance, your sexual relationship with Lady Beth, an issue arose 2 weeks ago having to do with hygiene.
Yeah, and I believe I did take care of that using the scrub you recommended.
I did. I recommend for a lot of you who are sharing the same sex partner, let's say there's five guys and you've got one female that you share. There is a scrub, and it's called, it's technically called wash, but we call it wash. What, Lady Beth? She said, I just split the cat out of the bag.
Lady Beth, I mean, it's got to go by the brand name.
We have to go by the brand name. But anyway, look for it at your local pharmacy. All right, tell us a little bit about what happened last night at the Rusty Pelican. Yeah. As we listen now to Chris Norton's What Beasts at the Bar.
All right, last night at Rusty Pelican, my bar stool got roped off at 7. A lot of times I'll tell them I like to have a rope off at 7:30, but I decided to rope it off at 7. And once I was roped off, then they lifted the velvet rope that leads into the bar at the Rusty Pelican, and the women came over. A lot of them were very, very, I would say, for most guys, would be acceptable. There was one gal that I seen, and I asked her what her age was. She was 26, and she was extremely shy.
All right, well, let's go. What did she look like? How big were?
Well, that's the problem. She was flat. And as you know, that's a complete, if you listen to Donald Trump at all, you know that's a complete turnoff.
That's right.
So I sort of said, yeah, thanks. Once I waved my hand, and I'm looking at my drink, and I waved my hand, then they are to turn, and they are to walk away. And she didn't leave right away, so I had to have Russ Bodine and Nikki Sis was there, not from Molly Crew, the other Nikki Sis.
Oh, Nikki, your friend Nikki Six, who's the motorcycle repairman.
Yeah, that Nikki Sis was there, and they told her to just go off and try to fist whatever's wrong with her. And there was a lot of things wrong with it. I said, if you fist, I gave her a list of five or six fist things that she needed to fist. If she fists those, five or six of these things, then she'd be okay.
All right, and what next then?
All right, the next woman came up. She was probably, I'd put her about 46 years old. And then with her was a year old. And I said, what's up? And she said, this is my And I'm her, and we've listened to you on August Selson Hour, and we was wondering if we could get an autograph from you. And I said, are you interested in Sez? And they said, no, they wasn't. And I looked at my drink and I waved my hand. And that's kind of got me worried, because I was wondering why they didn't want to have Sez.
Lady Beth, why didn't they want to have sex with Chris? She says they were intimidated once they came up to your bar stool, and they looked at your slacks, and they probably saw what was going on in your pants. They got intimidated.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's what I was saying to Russ Bodine, who was tenant bar. By the way, happy birthday to Russ. He's 36. That's fantastic.
All right, and okay, so, and then anybody after that?
Well, yeah, there was a line of Shirley Haw and Pacey. There were like two or three nasty looking ones, but then two or three tasty ones, and I wound up having sex with two of them, and then I went back to the bar and got another drink, and I met another chick, and I had sex with her for a grand total of having sex with one, two, three, I guess it was four. There must have been another one there too, because I remember I found four pairs of although those could have belonged to Lance Germain, my manager, who collects those.
Yeah, I know Lance collects women's, doesn't he?
Well, yeah. I mean, somebody told me they think he wears them. I said, what are you talking about? My manager's not, you know. So, yeah, I wound up having sex with them. Then I went back to the bar for one more drink, and I picked up another chick, and we had sex, and she was exquisite.
Oh, you liked her, huh? Are you going to see her again?
I never see women. Well, yeah, maybe one or two again, but...
All right, Chris, it sounded like a profitable night, huh?
It really was.
Lady Beth, you have anything you want to say? Lady Beth just flipped me off. Because Chris is a beast, yeah.
Yeah, well, tell Lady Beth I'll be checking her out later on.
Okay, Chris Norton. If tomorrow finds us together, and, and that's an example right there of Chris Norton and I sharing a sex partner. Now, understand that we have multiple sex partners in different cities, and we carry with us unguents, bandages, cleansers. We carry with us all of the Bactines and all of the disinfectants. So this is safe sex. Let's not make any mistake about it. Let's make no bones about it, if you'll forgive it. But I think it needs to be said that while we have this free life, we do observe the cleanliness. Chris Norton, who will be having sex later on with Lady Beth, last night had sex with four different women at the Rusty Pelican. After blowing off what he says were three or four beasts and who wanted his autograph.
So we can go where we can be alone together and turn the lights down low.
August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Bill Henry here for the Backstage Pass. This is the ticket, man. This is your one-way ticket to sanity. Your one-way ticket to having some kind of a day. You know, you got to have some laughs, man, before you get into this world. And we guarantee those each and every day with the world-famous Phil Henry Show podcast, the world-famous Phil Henry Show podcast feed, all of our classic shows, all of our archives. We have our video casts, our HD video casts, as well as, of course, the Friday Night Chats. We have the Elcott Sundays. Now, all you have to do is go to our website and get a year's subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Get a year's subscription, or a monthly subscription if you like, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and it's going to be the very best money that you ever spent in your life. The very best money that you've ever spent online in your life, other than whatever you might have spent your money on having to do with porn. But this is the second best value online in the world. The Phil Henry Show online archives, the Phil Henry Show online podcast, our video casts, our Saturday cinemas, our Elcott shows, our Friday Night Chats, and other more increasing amounts of new content each and every day.
The Phil Henry Show podcast. The Phil Henry Show BSP. Like nothing you've ever seen. Phil Henry Show BSP. Get one before it gets you.
When you're in love with a beautiful woman, you go it alone, don't you, huh? Well, you don't have to, and that's what the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour is all about. You don't have to go it alone. You can join us in a world of sexual explorations where you look into each and every crevice and crack of the world, of humanity, of the world's experience, That's a little sort of a double entendre there. But really, in the world of the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour, you're looking up and into every crack, every crevice. You're lifting up those things that barricade you from the truth in life, and you look underneath those barricades and look up into the truth. And you also look down into the truth as well. You unbutton those things that block you, open up the things that block you, pull out the restraints that you are living under, and stare directly at two gigantic options that can be yours. And they are either go for it or step back, Jack. Lady Beth, yeah. So, Lady Beth is just, you know what? You should do an exercise video of you just dancing, because she hasn't stopped dancing since the show started. But anyway, that's what we do here on the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour. All right, time now for our pamphlet report. And what we do every week, Lady Beth and I get into the car. We get into the sports car that we have, the convertible sports car. And she puts on a bandana, some kind of a hair babushka, whatever. And I have on sunglasses and my shirt open. And we drive around and we drop pamphlets in mailboxes. And in these pamphlets, we describe different sex positions and we show them very graphically and tell the people that are receiving the pamphlets what we like. Excuse me. I'm sorry, I'm choking on something. Can I get that glass of water, Lady Beth? Thank you. So there'll be a picture of me and what I like sexually, and a picture of Lady Beth and what she likes sexually, and the different positions that we like it and how we like it. And then we'll have our philosophy, and it'll say the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour as heard on the podcast on the Phil Henry Show. And then it'll say, you know, please get in touch with us because we'd like to explore your sexual hang-ups and what's keeping you being sort of lame and not really, you know, letting it all hang out and be, you know, groovy. Okay, so we'll drop these pamphlets off in your mailbox. Now, if you come out to your mailbox and you're going through your mail and you see one of these pamphlets, and you happen to look up to see if the person that dropped it there is still around, because the fact is, it's not mailed. You'll see there's no postmark on it. If you see a red sports car, try not to react. We'll be in touch. We park around the corner, and then we take out some binoculars and take a look at anyone that is coming down the driveway to get the pamphlet out of their mailbox. And I'm looking, and if I do see you, I'll back you may see the front of my sports car just back away behind a bush. But I would very, very much encourage you not to let that worry you. Last week, we dropped off a total of 21 pamphlets and booklets. And these are the pamphlets and booklets that describe the very beginning steps toward the full sexual exploration. Very graphic positions. Under my picture, you're going to see some very graphic positions, sex positions that I like. And then a big question mark, which basically means any takers. And then my phone number. And then under Lady Beth's picture are graphic descriptions of what she likes. And also some of the, what would we call, the aids that you like, Lady Beth. Some of them are rather... Lady Beth likes her toys, but some of them come directly out of the garage, so you're going to misunderstand, perhaps. That's why she explains. She'll say, hi, I'm Lady Beth. Here are the sex positions I like, and here are my sex toys. And a lot of them, you would think, come right out of a lube bay at, you know, a gas station or something. And it's not that bad. One of them, I think, is a grease gun. Am I right about that, Lady Beth? All right. Well, don't stop dancing. Keep dancing. And then it'll have any takers at a question mark. Lady Beth goes for both male and female partners. I want female partners. Strictly. Okay. Once a year, I will become a woman. But Lady Beth likes to watch that. That's got nothing to do with me. That's got everything to do with her. Again, nothing to do with me. Everything to do with her. Okay, so you'll see those. Now, we gave out about 21 pamphlets. What did I say, 21 or 26 pamphlets? And we encountered 16 people who went down, looked at the pamphlets, and then glanced up. I think of the 16 that looked at the pamphlets, we saw five or six look up, looking for us. And one spotted us because I began to back my sports car down the street, and a guy pointed and started running our way. So I got out of the car. I introduced myself. Hi, I'm August Selson. This is Lady Beth. He looked a little concerned, and I explained to him what I liked and would he be interested. And that's when he backed away. And we've seen this. Haven't we seen this a lot? We see this all the time. Guys just backing down the street and never really turning around and walking with their back to us. They just back away. This guy backed away from me for 100 yards and then finally turned and went up the lawn into his house. So these are the exciting things that we encounter with the pamphlet report. Like I said, 21 pamphlets, 16. Have we gotten any calls? Okay. Spence said we got 3 or 4 calls. Great. Want to find out what everyone likes, what they don't like, what they enjoy. That's our pamphlet report. And I'd say that getting 5 or 6 calls is pretty good from people. But we spell it out. We spell it out right there in the pamphlet. Hi, my name is August Selson. I enjoy graphic and sometimes even bestial sex. Here are the very graphic descriptions of what I like. How about you? And a picture of myself with my shoulders up in the air, my phone number, and then also it says call anytime, day or night. You'd be surprised in the past how many people immediately, as soon as I get home, there's 15 messages on my machine from people who are very interested, very interested. They are, Lady Beth. Yes, 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 they are. You know, we're going to be right back. Yes, they are. I said, yes, they are. Don't talk back to me.
August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour, brought to you by Hoover's Auto Suck. Everything you wanted and more. Take your car, take your pigeon, take your lemon, take your husband. Hoover's Auto Suck. Hoover's Auto Suck in the 16 Plaza Mall. Hoover's Auto Suck in its 15th year. And by Mikey's. Mikey's Tube Lube. Mikey's Tube Lube. That's Mikey's Tube Lube. 3 guesses what it's for.
My name's Mikey Brown. I came up with Mikey's Tube Lube because things were getting just a little too tough for me and my old lady. And we decided that things had to change. Things had to change pretty fast. And so I developed Mikey's Tube Lube. What this stuff will do, I can't even describe it.
Mikey's Tube Lube. And by
the Rusty Pelican. I'm Chris Norton, inviting you to come down to the Rusty Pelican, have a Rusty Nail, have some of the Dos Equis, you know. You get an Excalibur. There's some excellent drinks. There really are. And there's a new drink out called an S-Ray Vision, which I think you'd enjoy. Go down to Rusty Pelican and have a drink and come on by my roped off bar stool and talk from a distance of about 8 feet from me until I, you know, approve of you, and then we'll lift the rope. The Rusty Pelican, my favorite place. How about you?
No more lonely nights.
No more lonely nights for me. This is how it's going to be.
It's gone.
Yeah. Sexy eyes, as our friend Chris Norton would say. Sexy eyes, hey. Dr. Hoover's going to check in here in just a second on August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour.
If you'd like to see the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour with your own eyes, you can order a videotape. Send $16.95 to Dr. August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour, Post Office Box 5, Nordaville, Arkansas.
Yeah, okay. Sexy eyes. Well, Dr. Hoover checking in with us this week. And what do you got, Doc?
All right, this week, how you doing, August and Lady Beth?
We're doing great.
All right, August. Well, this week's disease is one that is literally turning heads. And I mean turning heads literally. After repeated amounts of sex where you do not protect yourself and you ignore various infections and signs of infection, you wake up in the morning and your head is turned the other way. You're looking backwards as you're walking forwards. Now, some people might call this the exorcism disease. Some people have called this the Linda Blair syndrome. Some people have called this, you turn my head. Well, all of these things are very funny and very cute, but it is certainly not funny or cute when you wake up in the morning and you go to move forward and you're looking back the other way. So, in other words, you see yourself, you see what's ever behind you, and it's receding, and things should be getting closer. And then you realize, wait a minute, I'm walking forward, but I'm seeing things moving further away, and my head's twisted around the other way.
Now, when did you first see this?
I got reports of this 6 months ago from Dr. Pandawa, who is working at a clinic there in southern India, and he began to see a lot of young men coming with this, a lot of young women coming in with this, and he got the idea of calling it, did she turn your head, that kind of joke, and they didn't think it was funny. He got hit with a lawsuit. He got hit with a bedpan and a lawsuit, and he realized, well, I better start treating this seriously. So,
all right, so just to recap, this is a sexually transmitted disease.
Yeah, but you have to have a lot of sex. I mean, a lot of sex. And unprotected and ignoring all of these, the warning signs and things.
What are some of the warning signs?
Well, stiff neck, you know, three yeses on that one. You also tend to forget things. You're always turning around to see if there are things behind you or is there someone chasing you. And you don't realize that what's happening there isn't so much that you're afraid of somebody behind you. It's just you have the need to turn your head around until finally, as I say, you wake up in the morning.
Now, does this manifest itself in the morning?
Always in the morning. It never, it doesn't happen in the middle of the day. You'll wake up with your face straight down in the pillow. And you thought you went to bed on your back. Well, yes, you did go to bed on your back. But when you wake up, your face is in the pillow, and you roll over. All right, and now you can see the ceiling, but your stomach is on. You know, so it's very difficult to get out of bed because you're trying to coordinate your movements. When you finally do get up, and you think facing toward the bathroom, you're actually looking back. You're actually looking back at the bed.
Oh my goodness. So this is a very disorienting disease.
Very disorienting. Very, very much so, August. And I would say to anyone out there, any young person out there who gets this twisted head syndrome or Linda Blair syndrome, that you contact your doctor immediately. Like I say, it's one of the new sexually transmitted diseases that is coming up.
All right. What else? Anything else?
Right now, we are monitoring an illness that has just popped up among college-age students in Japan, and this is literally disease. This is something that I can't figure this out for love or money. Many of the students I talk to feel that they've had sex with a leprechaun or something, and I said to them, why? They said, well, they'll say green semen. What do you think that is? And I'll say, I understand that, but what's it doing on your ass? And that's when they don't want to talk anymore. I say, have you had gay sex? And they said, that's none of your business. I'll say, well, it is my business, because I'm sure as hell not buying that you're having sex with a leprechaun. They feel that they're being raped by leprechauns, and that's why it's called leprechaun rape. That's the disease. That's the name that we've given it.
Well, now, hold on for just a minute here. They're waking up, and there's green semen on their ass.
Yes. That's exactly right, or at least that's what they're claiming.
Well, have you seen this yourself?
I have not, but they swear up and down that it's green semen. And I said, how do you know it's not some kind of a frat stunt or some kind of, maybe it's mayonnaise. I don't know what it is. And I said, green mayonnaise? Yeah. And then they get really indignant. So they're calling it leprechaun rape, and I...
Are these all male students?
Yeah, all of them are men, and they're quite frightened. They all belong to the same fraternity over there in Japan.
Well, it sounds to me like it could be a frat prank.
I've tried to convince them of that, but they'll have none of it. So... that's one to look at, and if we see that popping up in the United States, we'll realize that either they have a chapter of that fraternity in the U.S., or you know, something funny is going on. Leprechaun rape.
Leprechaun rape. All right. Lady Beth, what do you think of that? She's not buying it.
I don't buy it either, but a lot of people are saying that this is just their way of screwing with my mind. You know, any chance they get to mess with my head. You know, I don't know. How do you know? Maybe Godzilla got a hold of you in the middle of the night. They didn't like that, didn't think it was funny, and so it's been a battle ever since.
All right. Thanks very, very much there. Dr. Hoover, checking in.
Yeah.
Sharing the night together. Well, that brings us to our night out with Lady Beth. Lady Beth and I went dancing last night. Didn't we, Lady Beth? Yeah, she's swirling. We went out dancing. We went and had dinner. And I got home, and we both got home. She went to bed before me. When I woke up, and it's interesting, I woke up next to a half-open can of Tasty Treasures Friskies cat food. And a little bit of it was on my penis. And so I asked Mrs. Rollins, who's the lady who lives next door to me down the hall, I said, what do you think? She said, yeah, you walked out of here with a can of cat food with your, you know, sniffing it and kissing it. And I said, so I had another episode. She said, yes. However, that was last night. The lady that's dancing here, you are real, aren't you? Yes, she is. So last night, I thought I was out with Lady Beth, but I guess I was hallucinating again. And I had sex with a can of Tasty Treasure soap. Any comments on that? Give us a call. We got a few seconds left.
You're nuts.
That ought to do it. World-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Sampre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm August Selson, the Sexual Exploration Hour. Bye.
You're nuts.